Yes. Thanks and good afternoon. I'm David Kuiper. I work at FMO, and I will spare you the acronym, which is Dutch, but it's basically the Dutch Development Bank, which is exists almost 50 years now and is a 51% a bank, 51% owned by the Netherlands government, and also by several Dutch commercial banks. Our specific aim is to go in those markets where commercial banks do not really dare to go yet, but want to go behind our back and move in there. So the core concept in our bank is additionality. We're trying to come there, be a pioneer bank, and deliver pioneer investments on the basis of which others can come in. And we do so in three different sectors. Financial institutions, one of the reasons I'm sitting here, of course, energy, and agriculture and forestry. Sorry, agriculture, water and forestry, that's actually seen as one sector. Apart from that, we also have a large private equity department that basically is active in all sectors. I'm in the part of FMO that manages about 1.2 billion euro of public funding that has been given to in trust to FMO to actually even push us even a bit more further into high risky and pioneer areas. So we manage money on behalf of the European Commission, on behalf of the Green Climate Fund, and on behalf of the Dutch government that enables us to bring in public funding into private deals and that enables FMO itself, but also the partners of FMO, to actually undertake riskier ventures than they normally, riskier than they normally would have done so. And one of the reasons I'm sitting here at the table is that within that 1.2 billion, we actually have started also up a risk-sharing facility together with the Dutch government and the European Commission to help provide to help banks in developing countries, particularly Africa and the Middle East, to provide financing to refugees and underserved groups in these countries. And we do so on the basis of a portfolio guarantee. And during the forum, I will talk a bit more about that. But that's in a nutshell what FMO does.